Welcome to Unhinged with your host, Teresa Romer, motivational speaker, fashion expert, and fashion guru.
I am Teresa Romer, my co-host Michael Pierce.
Hello, honey.
Hello, love.
Where do we begin? I have so much to talk about today. I mean, like, I am like exploding. I'm just like, okay, where do I go? You know, social media. That's what I really want to talk about today is social media. You know, I understand why the Kardashians are into the social media so much. They built an empire from it, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously. But I want to ask you, Michael, why do you now? Because we all know you're out there like crazy.
I am not even. My Instagram is not blowing up.
Have you
That's
seen mine
you,
lately?
My love. But yes, I'm a ham on social media. What's your question? Fire away. Love so the Burberry, by the way.
Thank you. So my question is, why do you do social media?
Because I'm a narcissist who needs external validation. And I like to force people to look at my selfies.
Okay, so somebody asked me the other day, you know, I just asked you that question, and I'll let you finish in a minute, but somebody asked me the other day, do you think the people that really get into social media are the people that have so little confidence in themselves and they're so insecure that they really need that validation from the world on that they look pretty or that they're skinny enough or whatever?
Pretty? You think I'm pretty? I will say, yes, look at me. I'm a total introvert. I would die and wither away if I didn't have somebody telling me that I was attractive or unattractive. No, I don't. I disagree with that statement completely. That's rubbish.
So this person pretty much said that it's dealing with all the insecure people in the world, and this is how insecure people feel better about themselves.
I would respond to that every single one of us is insecure. We're all insecure. None of us want to die alone. We all reach out for human interaction and contact. And good or bad, and you can argue that social media connects and disconnects us, I disagree with that statement. And anybody who tries to say that you're not insecure is a liar. There are many days I'm like, I feel big as a house, and then there are other days you feel like $1 million. So
Michael, when you weigh 110, you're not as big as a house.
110. I love that you did weight and money in the same bite. That's delicious. So I'm basically like a Hardee's meal. I'm a value, is what you're saying. Or a Taco Bell, like soft taco. That's what I weigh. Dang.
No,
so I want to ask you a question on this topic since we're talking about social media, because there is an interesting parallel, I think, between what happened to Kim Kardashian and what happened to you. I'm curious to see how you think, because she's the victim of a heinous crime, and people took that as an opportunity to attack her. Which is kind of what happened to you with the whole closet thing. Like, everybody's like, you deserve it, which to me was repugnant. I'm like, that's horrible, because people that are excited about how fabulous you are or how the attention you got took that as a chance to attack. I was like, well, this is really kind of playing out what had happened to you years ago.
Right, right. And so, once again, that's kind of why I brought it up. I don't want to, like, hash up old stuff because, you know, you kind of like to bury that someday. But I don't feel that the robbery that happened to me was because of social media.
No.
Because my closet was never out there on social media per se. My closet was on the news. It was on Good Morning America, you know. And then the day after it was on Good Morning America was when I was robbed. Now, was the robbery because of being on Good Morning America? Who knows? I don't know if we'll ever know that answer, you know. But they, you know, the world seems to think that Kim Kardashian was robbed because she was out there on social media letting everyone know where she was every second of every day.
I got you. So she's in a way contributing it because she's putting it out there. She's posting about the rings, whereas yours went viral because it was a story. I don't know. So you think that she in some way is a contributing factor in getting robbed?
Well, I don't know. You know, and you know, I have a lot of people in this world that I consult with, and there's people that I've consulted with on this whole jewelry thing, and they're basically saying, you know, when someone of that statute and they have that expensive jewelry, they don't normally travel with all of that jewelry. Normally they may wear the wedding ring, but when they get to their location, they actually rent jewelry to wear for that occasion or whatever, so that they basically are never caught with that much jewelry and that, you know, that much value at any given time. And please, if you're walking around with $10 or $15 million worth of stuff at any given minute, I'd have more than one bodyguard.
So are you calling BS on Kimgate 2016?
You know, I don't really want to sway one way or the other because...
Sway!
Because I have to admit, I've always watched the Kardashians. Am I big fans of the Kardashians? No, but I am greatly inspired at how they have been able to build an empire from it. Now, once that show is over with, as we all know in TV land, shows don't last forever. They don't last for 50 years, you know? So my question's going to be, since really none of the girls have a lot of talent other than just being on that show. No, I mean, other than, you know, I understand that Kendall is a model and, you know, yeah. Kylie's got some stuff going. But as far as the rest of them, once that show dies, I don't know what they're going to be able to do to keep their lifestyles.
They will be just fine. They have built a billion-dollar empire. Think about Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, who were essentially just babies on TV and invested that, created these companies. So the Kardashians will not be hurting. They could disappear from social media and our pop culture and be billionaires and live happy lives. I don't think they will. They have been on the American tongue for over a decade. We have been talking about these people. We say we hate them, we don't like them, but we are fascinated by them. And I think just like you said earlier, people who go onto Facebook and like to get the likes, there is a psychology of wanting to have that validation. I don't see a family that has lived the past 10 years in the spotlight and the media disappearing.
No, I don't think they're going to disappear, but it makes you wonder if they're going to be able to continue to live the lifestyle they've created, because I don't know what's going to bring them that large amount of money anymore.
Do they even need the money anymore, though? I mean, think about how many businesses they set up, from lipsticks to clothing lines to, like, even if they just invested that money, they don't necessarily have to have that empire. At this point, things are being given to them, from houses to cars, just to attach their name to it. So there's not a whole lot of overhead in running that empire anymore either, I'm sure. So,
unless you count overhead as a security.
I guess. I mean, those girls burp glitter and it's on eBay being sold. So.
So with that, let's go back to the question again. So you've kind of told us why you are on social media. So my question to you, because you do have small children.
Yeah.
How concerned are you for their safety and welfare the more you put yourself out there in social media?
So I'm very different about what I put out for myself versus my kids. And now my daughter does have an Instagram account that we manage the photographs. We control the content, what gets said and what gets put out. But I live in fear for the day when they want to start posting and they want to start using their phones, because I've had instances where a very dear friend's daughter was catfished by essentially a pedophile. And you can't unring that bell. And so that part scares me. But I think just like every other risk that our children are going to face, we have to have a serious discussion about the pros and cons and the detriments of everything.
Well, so my question, Michael, is the more you keep putting yourself out there to social media, mm-hmm. and I'm only going to say this because we know it's true. We all have haters. We all have
haters. I do not. Do not. Why? She tells you people. Everybody loves me.
Okay, well, live in your own fantasy world, Michael. But I know we all do have haters, and so I'm just from a safety standpoint on your haters that might come out of the woodwork. Are you scared for your own children's safety because you do put yourself out there so much?
I have been scared for my safety many, many times, not just from posts on Facebook, but when we write for the cron.com, from being an openly gay man. There are many times I've had to worry about being attacked or hurt, but I've not let that change how I live my life, because I only have one life to live and only so much time in it. So as best I can, I try to live a confident life. And you have to be thoughtful about it. I don't know that I've ever done anything like, look at my $10 million ring, because I don't have a $10 million ring. But smart. No, it's a good point. I'm very, very smart about it. I don't ever put where we are pre-event or at an event. I will Facebook Live occasionally, but it's usually when I'm about to leave or something that I'm promoting, but very rarely will you see me tell you where I am until after I've left the event. And I don't put routine schedules out there. I don't put those scammy posts of tell us your mother's maiden name, your favorite pet's name. I don't do any of that stuff.
No, but you do put your house out there.
My house is out there? Well, I have my Halloween decorations.
No, but I'm just saying you do put your house out there. You know, when you throw parties, you know, there's always pictures of your front yard with, you know, longhorn cattle in your yard.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but Houston's a pretty big town.
Oh, so you're saying they can't find you?
I'm sure they could find us.
I, on the other hand, feel a little bit safer because I do live in a gated, guarded community.
She's not kidding. Like, you have to go through 3 levels of security to get there. I was actually told I wasn't cool enough last time. Like, I need another form of ID. You're not on the important list. Like,
no, but, you know, that really did help. So, like, say when I was robbed, that really did help being able to feel safe in here, not from a standpoint of being robbed, but the media was all over. I mean, like, there were media trucks parked outside the gates just trying to get in here, like, you know, using every excuse in the world to try to get in here. And so from that standpoint, I feel a little bit safer living in here, you know, because I do feel like I'm a little protected from people trying to get to me, you know, a little bit. But, you know, hey, then you got to leave the gates sooner or later.
Yeah. I don't have a problem. Nobody is hanging outside of my house dying to get in. It's not really a risk for us common folk.
But you know, you know, I travel back and forth to Houston quite often in my Rolls Royce. And so that did prompt me to get my own handgun license, you know, so I do pack a gun. And that in itself makes me feel a little safer, too. Mm-hmm. It's pretty scary traveling in a Rolls Royce sometimes, dressed to the nines, into Houston for events by yourself, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Take my own security into my own hands.
Just in my own Yugo, I've had the same problem. I mean, I'm in a 1980s Yugoslavian car. The country isn't even around anymore, and I've gotten scared.
Hey, can I borrow that car?
I so want to buy one. I've been trying to find one on eBay forever, because when my daughter gets older, I'm like, if you don't get good grades, this is the car you get at 16.
No, just but can so you know. Believe? No, that would look really. That would be cool to see spot me in that car.
Oh my God, I would pay to have you in a Yugo. Let's have that. You come to the next event in a Yugo. I'll be behind, like pushing it, Fred Flintstone style.
Oh my God, that would be great. That would be great. But anyway, so I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the takeaway here. You know, do we continue to put ourselves out there like we do? I know the reason I put myself out there is I have a brand. You know, I have the Teresa Romer brand, the Naked brand. I have a brand. And so we are constantly trying to promote my brand. And that is through YouTube, through all my, you know, my channel on YouTube, through Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. I mean, like everything, you know, it's basically gone from the days when I used to own my health clubs and I had to do my own advertising, which cost me a fortune, to now you can literally do it all on social media. But then by putting it out there on social media as a form of advertising, you're really letting the world into your house or into your room, into your bedroom, you're letting people, the privacy is not there anymore.
But by the same token, now you have control over it, which you never did before. You have control over how the content is edited, how you're projected, and what you're putting out there. Like all of our stuff is all related to charitable organizations that we're supporting or events that we're going to. And I love being a ham and I enjoy joking and getting to meet people, but primarily our stuff is to help support the people who are doing amazing things around us. And I get to control that content. I get to write about what I want. I get to control the blogs of how I'm said. And if I don't like the way they look in the video, I don't have to hit upload. So, you know, it's a very different day and age now from where you had a publicist and PR teams and all these other people who would tell you what to say and how to say it. You get to say it on yourself now. Sadly, though, we're deluded and everybody with a cell phone has their own Insta famous channels too. So you get lost in all the noise.
And like you said, you know, when you're doing Facebook Live, you're usually at an event, it's a charitable event, and you're trying to let people in on that event that weren't maybe lucky enough to get a seat at that event or don't have enough money to go to the event or whatever. So you're actually giving people in the world a look at some of the stuff that you go to, where there's other people out there that are Facebook living, and I don't know why.
There's a lot of that.
Oh,
I look
horrible.
At it like, oh, at least clean the closet. Could you like scrub a brush in the toilet? Like if you're going to take your Facebook Live in the potty so you can show how hot you look in that dress, take the adult toys off the counter. Or, you know, maybe scrub. Have you heard of a brush? Like, I'm sure you're a Glamazon fantastic with your makeup tutorial, but I see hair in the corner and I'm grossed out. But I digress.
Oh, so the
I'm
other day.
Catty today. I'm so catty today.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. The other day, I actually put a trampoline together.
I was going to say I make a tramp joke about myself, but let's get back to your trampoline. Never mind. Let's talk about yours. My husband said, no more tramp jokes. I get one stamp and he gets all upset. Tell me about your trampoline.
No, it was one of those instances where, you know, after the fact, I said to myself, why didn't I record that? Because it was hilarious. I mean, I had my housekeeper out there trying to help me put this trampoline together. It was horribly disgusting. I mean, isn't that sad? I mean, like, I sometimes don't think fast enough to get it on camera.
See, now that's surprising. I thought there were cameras around you at all times. I thought that you just walked around with a Beyonce fan, the housekeeper, Consuela, has like a whole camera.
Oh, yes.
I'm a little sad to learn that that is not going on, because every time I've seen you, there's at least two or three cameras. So, you know, it just makes sense to me.
Well, but you're not here with me on a daily basis where I look like hell every single day, because I am very famous for not wanting to put makeup on, not fix my hair, and not get out of my workout clothes. So if you are ever at my house, 99% of the time, I work from my house a lot. You know, I do all my YouTube stuff at my house. I video at my house. I do a lot of stuff at my house, including this podcast. But the sad thing is I get so much work done in my pajamas.
I'm wearing mine right now. I'm wearing my pajamas.
Sometimes my housekeeper's like, Miss Teresa, it's 3:00 in the afternoon. Are you ever going to get out of your pajamas? And I'm like, I'm so busy working. And it's really sad that if you go on my YouTube channel, 3/4 of my YouTube videos on there, I look like hell. And you know what? I don't care, because I'm working and this is the real me and this is my life. So whatever. So I guess the takeaway.
You never look like hell. Never. But I do like that you take us to bed with you. I'm just saying. In the closet and to bed.
So I guess the takeaway here is it's okay to be on social media as long as you're in control of it.
And is that what you're saying? Bathroom in the background is clean.
So you're saying the next video I put out, I can't have my sex toys on the counter?
Well, that you can. It just may be a very different podcast that you're talking about.
I think you would be surprised to see how much of a collection I have.
Well, this just got saucy. We just went right into a whole other topic. I see we're getting the 1 minute sign, but I want to carry on there. Somebody else is feeling catty today.
Okay, well, I'm thinking that should be our next podcast.
You're going to have to explain to me what these things are, because I don't understand adult toys.
Oh, right.
To me, an adult toy is a Bentley, so I don't know.
Oh, you're so funny. So I'm just saying, the takeaway here, guys, is that it's okay to be on social media as long as you control it and you don't let it control you. Is that right?
Nobody can put baby in a corner.
Or
maybe on Facebook.
So with that said, you know, that's what I'm saying is it's okay to be on social media if you use it for the right reasons and you don't let it control you, that you are in control of it at all times. And hopefully it's not hurting anyone with what you're doing out there. So with that said, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. It's always fun. We always have fun. I want you guys to make sure you get out there and check out my YouTube channel and subscribe. Hello, tell your friends about it. Make sure you check out all the rest of my channels. I am on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Look at you bringing on that skeleton into the picture. So guys, have a great rest of the week.